Meg Beck has spent nearly 30 years as a music therapist, engaging adults and children with the use of music in hospitals, schools, and senior facilities. Inside the healthcare center at Larksfield Place, about 10 wheelchair-bound residents between the ages of 70 and 100 sit in a semicircle. Some suffer from dementia and impaired vision. Beck instructs the residents to raise their percussion instruments, egg shakers, to Irish music.
Okay, get your arms up above your head, your elbow off your chair. Try to bend your wrist. How fast can you shake it? Mary!
Beck says the history of music therapy dates way back.
Well, as we know, music therapy has been in existence since the days of King David and Saul, and it officially started the profession of music therapy during World War II and right after that, when many veterans were needing extra comforting and soothing, and music as a therapeutic tool was looked at more clinically. And in 1946, University of Kansas started the very first academic program in music therapy. And now there are about 70 universities in the United States with programs.
Music is used as a tool to help people socially, emotionally, spiritually, physically, and psychologically. Beck says the practice can help with memory recall because it gets varying parts of the brain activated.
And one gal who has a form of dementia has lived here over a year and cannot still remember where the dining room is. But, of course, when we sing a song, she can sing every verse, every word of almost every song.
Here we go. Frere Jacques, Frere Jacques, dormez-vous, dormez-vous, sonne la natina, sonne la natina, ding, ding, dong, ding, ding, dong.
Sometimes we pass out a conductor's baton to each resident, and I will put on maybe classical music, maybe Celtic music, and then they are so good at being able to follow the beat. And we'll conduct in 3-4, 2-2, 4-4, and actually it's getting their arms up. They're not passively listening to their music, they're actively listening to it to follow it. And they change their conducting styles as the music changes, and we just really enjoy that.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, da. Resident Jack Yinger plays the drums, then waves his baton during the therapy session. What do you think about music therapy, sir?
Well, I think it's a very good idea. Gets people involved in things.
What's the best part?
Oh, just being able to express yourself a little bit.
Do you enjoy the conducting or drum playing?
Oh, I just enjoy being here.
Can I ask you how old you are?
I'm 20.
You don't think I am?
20, I love it.
Thank you.
Scientific studies have shown the value of music therapy on the body, mind, and spirit. Beck says music therapy is a non-threatening medium for many people.
I would believe that music has been a part of everybody's life. It would be sad to say somebody hadn't experienced music. And music brings back memories. Music is a motivator. One time, a certain piece of music was on this woman who really was towards the end of her days and not involved, but she sat up straight and something about that song, and she smiled, and that was about it. But that was triggering something in her brain, and when things are triggered in your brain, it can trigger something else. And sometimes the effects of music therapy lingers on even after the group is over.
For KMUW News, I'm Carla Echols.